From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm the Earth's last living centaur, Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark, New Jersey, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, everybody. It's wonderful to be here in Newark, New Jersey. And I mean that. And not just because later on we're going to be joined by Max Weinberg, the drummer for Bruce Springsteen E Street Band. No, it is because I grew up in a little town called Berkeley Heights, New Jersey, about 15 miles away from where we are standing. And I can't tell you what it feels like after so many years and so many travels and so many radio shows to finally do a show right here, a miserable 15 miles from where I started. Well, you can make the journey in an instant. Give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Al Bond from Tucson, Arizona.
Hey, how are things in Tucson?
They're great.
I've been to Tucson. Tucson's a lovely place. It's no Newark, but what is? What do you do there in Tucson?
Well, this will probably make some of your listeners smile. I'm an unemployed attorney.
We got one, everybody! What could you possibly do wrong to lose your job as an attorney?
Did you tell someone the truth?
Found a wallet in the lobby and forgot to share it with my partner.
No.
That's a joke. Bad economy, just a layoff, so yes. I've opened my own office, and I hope to start taking clients any moment now.
Any moment now. Well, everybody, if you need a lawyer near Tucson, Al is your man. Al, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's a television personality and the host of the cooking channel's My Grandmother's Ravioli. Mr. Mo Rocca is back with us.
Hi, Al.
We've missed you, Mo. Next, it's a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning, Ms. Faith Saley.
Hi, Al. I still don't have a will, so maybe we can email each other.
There you go. Finally, it's a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher. It's Mr. Adam Felber.
Hi there, Al.
You're going to start us off, of course, Al, with Who's Bill? This time, Bill Curtis is going to recreate for you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you will win our prize. Scorekeeper Emeritus Carl Castle's voice on your answering machine or voicemail. Ready to play?
I can't wait.
Well, you won't have to. Here it is. Here's your first quote.
He could send it to us in writing. It'll save some time.
That was Republican Congressman Tim Hulskamp of Kansas. He was helpfully suggesting that somebody not be invited to come deliver a speech in person to Congress. Who?
Could that be President Obama?
It could be, yes, Al. That's right. You have to have some sympathy for the GOP. They are so mad at President Obama, but they don't know how to express their anger. They tried shutting down the government. That didn't work. They sent an Ebola nurse to the White House for him to hug. He seems to be immune. They're still so mad. They tried counting to 10. They tried thinking of their happy place, which, by the way, is Augusta National Golf Club. Nothing worked. So
they painted a false door on the side of the White House. But he just walked right in.
I know. So they're frustrated. They don't know what to do. So some congressmen and conservative writers have floated the idea of simply not inviting the president to deliver the State of the Union address to Congress. Turns out, no, this is true. They can do that. There is no law saying the president has to come. And besides, the fact that the president is not being invited to deliver the State of the Union address will tell us all we really need to know about the State of the Union.
He should just crash through the rotunda.
Yeah.
That would be like Bruce Willis.
Or Peter Pan.
Yes. Damn live.
Wait, so John Boehner actually has to invite him, right?
Yes, he did. Traditionally, as it is often done, is the speaker issues a formal invitation, Mr. President, we'd like you to come address the Congress on this date. And the president says, yes, I shall. And it's all very formal, and they bow.
And everybody gets their flag pins ready.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Well, they usually do an evite these days.
Yeah, much more. But if you think about it, this is a terrible way of trying to punish the president. We're not going to allow you to come give a boring speech to a lot of people who hate you.
Yeah.
But this was all shot down at the end of the week. John Boehner announced that he will invite the president after all, and this is the quote from Speaker Boehner: "The more the president talks about his ideas, the more unpopular he becomes. Why would I want to deprive him of that opportunity?" Unquote. But you know that Boehner wants the president to come so Boehner can sit behind him. That's his big moment in the spotlight. He's been practicing his new eye roll all year.
Yeah. It's just so rude.
Yeah, Boehner does that every year. He sits right behind the president and angrily sweats scotch.
Does that explain his skin color?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is
he gestures Johnny Walker orange.
Here is your next quote.
And will we still be paying for Adam Sandler? Why?
That plaintive cry for help came from an internal document stolen from Sony Pictures. It was part of a huge trove of data stolen from Sony by, some say, what evil regime?
Pixar?
Those guys will stop at nothing.
Good liar.
No, when I say evil regime, I mean an actual evil regime, a geopolitical villain.
North Korea.
North Korea, yes. Early this week, Sony Pictures employees turned on their computers, and instead of their usual home screens, a clock showing the amount of years, months, and days until they can retire, they got just a mocking message from hackers stating they had stolen all of Sony's data and would release more unless their demands were met. It's a crazy plan, especially thinking you can further embarrass the company that voluntarily released Deuce Bigelow Male Gigolo. People think it was North Korea, first because the hackers used techniques associated with North Korean agents, and second, Sony is about to release a movie called The Interview, in which Seth Rogen and James Franco go over and try to assassinate Kim Jong-un, the dictator there. I guess that's possible. It's also possible that Sony is faking the whole thing as a publicity stunt. Yeah. I mean, really, North Korean computer hackers? The only computer they have in North Korea is like six old speak and spells linked together by tight strings.
That works.
Yeah.
But no, it was definitely them. Because, you can tell it's influenced them already. They've renamed a town in North Korea Untitled Rob Schneider Project.
All right, very good, Al. Here is your last quote.
Lord, help us all.
Now, that was the LA Weekly reacting to news that what will now, for the first time ever, be sold online.
Wow, that one, I don't know.
This is the truth.
I mean,
I'll give you a hint. There will no longer be a tiny, adorable human being between you and your Thin Mints.
Girl Scout cookies.
Good for you.
The Girl Scouts of America are now allowing their famous cookies to be sold online. Instead of an adorable little girl hawking cookies, you can now go to a website with a picture of an adorable little girl and order your cookies there.
Sorry.
What is this doing to the work ethic of our youth's parents who would send out office emails
exactly.
saying, buy my kids' cookies?
We will never again have a reason to meet the people we work with because they will no longer have to walk around saying, would you buy some cookies for my kids?
I don't know. Some of us have browsers in which we've already disabled cookies, so we will have to do the old-fashioned way. I apologize to New Jersey for that.
This is going to be, I mean, they think it's so everybody to be more convenient, they'll sell more cookies, it's easier on everybody, it's going to be terrible. With no human being judging us, what's to prevent us from ordering all 80 boxes of Thin Mints that we want? Bill, how did Al do in our quiz?
Well, this judge's ruling goes for Al Bond.
Well
done.
Perfect
score, 3-0.
Thank you, Al.
Hey, it was my pleasure. Thanks a lot, and have a great rest of the show.